Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace will be with you. Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 12, verses 1 through 18. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly ointment of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and, as he had the money box, he used to take what was put into it. Jesus said, "Let her alone, let her keep it for the day of my burial. The poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only on account of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus also to death, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. The next day, a great crowd who had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it. As it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand this at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that this had been written of him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. On this day, we commemorate Palm Sunday. On Sunday, 5 days before the Passover of the law, the Lord came from Bethany to Jerusalem. Sending two of his disciples to bring him a foal of an ass, he sat thereon and entered into the city. When the multitude there heard that Jesus was coming, they straightway took up the branches of palm trees in their hands and went forth to meet him. Others spread their garments on the ground, and yet others cut branches from the trees and strewed them in the way that Jesus was to pass. And all of them together, especially the children, went before and after him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." This is the radiant and glorious festival of our Lord's entry into Jerusalem that we celebrate today. The branches of the palm trees symbolize Christ's victory over the devil and death. The word Hosanna means "save, I pray," or "save now." The foal of an ass, and Jesus is sitting thereon, and the fact that this animal was untamed and considered unclean according to the law, signified the former uncleanness and wildness of the nations and their subjection, therefore, to the holy law of the gospel. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.